Siding with its highest-paid podcast personality, Spotify has chosen to keep Joe Rogan's show on the platform as it attempts to tackle the growing backlash over his controversial views on COVID-19. The company has announced plans to add an advisory to any podcast episode discussing the pandemic, directing listeners to the latest information from trusted sources in health and science. But despite an open letter penned by hundreds of health professionals calling on Spotify to moderate misinformation, and a growing number of celebrities raising concern, including the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, who have a $25 million content deal with the platform, some say it's an issue that isn't solved in silencing one voice.
There's a misinformation challenge tied to Joe Rogan in particular, but there's also a broader misinformation problem, I think, in this entire ecosystem that is a lot more challenging simply because it is so decentralized and there isn't really one platform. There isn't really one player involved who can take the lead in moderating. It's very decentralized. You know, you basically could be playing effectively whack-a-mole.
The fallout began when rock star Neil Young accused Rogan of spreading misinformation while offering Spotify an ultimatum: remove his work or the comedians. Just look at this town, there's no one left. Singer Joni Mitchell soon followed, announcing her solidarity with Young. And while the streaming service says it has removed more than 20,000 podcast episodes that cover COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, it fell short of ditching one of its biggest stars after its exclusive 2020 licensing deal that netted Rogan more than $100 million. Jillian Wolf, Al Jazeera.